Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Who is this?
I'm a friend. The only friend you have right now. You've been through the ringer, it seems. Do you remember what happened?
No. What happened?
We were in an accident, but it's going to be okay. There's a bag next to us. Open it.
Why?
Because there's something in there I need.
You don't know what's in the bag.
Oh, don't I?
Listen... I know you. I know who you are, or what you are. I know what you want.
Do you?
Fuck.
What's your name, friend?
Jesus, it's Arthur.
Arthur?
Yeah, look, I just need a second, okay?
Of course.
No, you don't. God damn it. Look. You need to listen to me, all right?
Do I?
Shut up. Just fucking listen. You're a fractured piece of something called the King in Yellow, all right? You may or may not remember that. I don't know. But this isn't the first time we met.
Is that so?
My name is Arthur Lester, okay? 4 months ago, you and I, we met. I opened a book that had the symbol on it. That looked like one of these. One of these. Okay. At first, we hated each other. You having control of my eyes. We tried to find a way to separate us. Follow a trail of breadcrumbs that led us to the north of Arkham, which was the city we met in. And there we found an underground city. It revealed who you were, and it sent us to the Dreamlands. After 3 months, we escaped. But you and the King were... We're bound together. So I made a deal to bring you back. To bring us together again.
With whom?
I don't know, but listen. You need to listen to me, please. This creature you were, this elder god, you didn't want to be him. You wanted to be so much more. You wanted to be human. You found your humanity, John. Please, tell me you remember.
John?
Yes. John. My friend. No.
So the game is up, then?
Sure.
You're clever. How foolish to think that I tried to play you.
It worked before.
Did it?
Look, I need you. To be my eyes. To survive this, wherever we are.
So this isn't your cabin?
No. You kicked me out to this frozen hell. I can't even see the interior of this place. I managed to feel my way to the fireplace.
Impressive.
Thanks.
Your leg is covered in blood.
Yeah, also care of you. I think it's frozen to the... Oh.
What?
It doesn't hurt any... That fucking... My leg. It's fine.
There's a lot of blood.
No, it's... He wanted me to live through this. To feel this way. Knowing you'd forget everything.
Well, friend, I think we need...
Don't fucking call me friend. It's just...
Calm down.
Fuck this. Where's the door?
It sounds like a blizzard out there.
You fucking... I don't want to be here right now.
If you go out there, we'll both die.
I don't care. You're not fucking John. You're not my friend. You're a goddamn parasite.
Arthur! Stay here and sit the fuck down. I am not going to die because you threw a fucking tantrum.
Lily, tell me, how could you forget Lily? She was the reason, John. She was the reason you cared. She changed you. How could you forget her?
I don't know what you want me to say.
Say you remember!
I don't. Now listen to me. I have your fucking eyes. So you're going to do exactly what I say. You separated me from my body, and you are going to put me back. I am the king in yellow, and I will tear your soul apart if I have to.
You're not going to do shit, you fucking asshole.
Excuse me?
I know who you are, you prick. I know what you are. You're gonna do whatever the fuck I want. Or I'm sending you back to the Dark World. Oh, yeah. Didn't think I knew about that, did you? See this? See this? This is called the Glass of the Canna. It has the power to send you back. You understand me? Yeah. Now you gotta play nice and tell me what we see. Or so help me, I will send you back to that empty void you came from. Understood?
Yes.
Good boy. Now, tell me what's in this room.
It's a cabin. The walls are plain, dark wood. The floor is the same. There's a stone fireplace made of gray cobblestone, with the dark cement binding them together. The fire there is almost out.
Good. What else?
To our left is a bed. The sheet on it has been pulled off and stripped. At the foot of the bed, there's a chest. And beyond that, a wardrobe. In the corner, there's a small writing desk. And above it, a rifle mounted on the wall.
A rifle?
There's snow all over the ground and a great deal of your blood.
Good. Thank you.
Now you tell me. How did you bring me back? Why did you bring
me back? I told you why. We were friends, and you were in trouble. So I saved you.
You tore me from myself. You removed a piece of me from my kingdom.
Yes. Look, I know you too well.
You know nothing of me or what I'm capable of.
Untrue. I beat you, Yellow. A mere mortal. I went face to face with you and I won.
So you're not going to send me back?
If I send you anywhere, it'll be the Dark World.
You don't know what that place is.
I know exactly what it is. A dumping ground for everything that dies. Believe me, I know.
A dumping ground?
From all the worlds. All splintered timelines. A catch-all for the unwashed masses. That fall in the heat of battle or the still of night. Look, they all end up there. I get it. And you will too, unless you play by my rules.
I will make you suffer.
I expect as much. The desk, where is it?
In the corner, to your left.
This way?
No, a little more. There. What are you doing?
Trying to find out who this cabin belongs to.
Why?
Because I want to know if it's abandoned, if someone is coming back, if the owner is dead. Why was it unlocked?
What does any of that matter?
It's what I do, or what I did.
What you did? What did you do? What did you do?
What do you care? Now, is there anything in this drawer?
Some paper, a few writing implements, a pencil, an inkwell that's long since dried up.
Anything written on the pages?
Not in the drawer, but on top of the desk there was a note.
Why the fuck didn't you say that?
I owe you nothing.
Jesus Christ. You weren't this difficult the first time.
You said we hated each other.
Yes, but we had a mutual goal. We both didn't know why we were together. We both felt lost. Or at least I thought we did. We didn't find out who or what you were until much later.
How?
It doesn't matter. This time I jumped the gun. I'd hoped it would jog your memory or whatever that means. But it didn't. You're not John. You're just yellow.
Then send me back.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I owe you.
You owe me?
I owe my friend to try and save you.
I don't need saving. You said our goals were aligned.
They were because we didn't know each other.
I don't know you. I owe you nothing, and you owe me nothing. I am a prisoner, trapped in your eyes.
You really don't remember. Nothing. Nothing about our time together.
Nothing.
Then I'll send you back. As soon as you help me find someone.
Who?
A girl. A woman. By the name of Anna Stancic.
Anna Stancic?
Yes. She has what I need.
What is it you need?
It doesn't matter. If you help me get to her, I'll send you back.
Swear it.
I swear it. You're not my friend. I was foolish to hope that you were anything but a monster.
And you're nothing but a mortal.
Now what's the letter say?
It's from Larson Mining Company. Or at least the letterhead is. The body of the text, it's written in... Well, I mean, I could barely read it.
It's faded, not English? What?
It's illegible. Whoever wrote it didn't have a grasp of the English language, that's for sure.
Can you make out anything?
Leaving now, sorry, Mom, something like that.
Fuck. Larson. Mining. I don't recognize it. I don't recognize anything.
All right, so what now?
I don't know.
You said this is what you do.
It was.
What do you mean?
I was an investigator, okay? I would look into problems, solve them for people.
Solve the problem of how the fuck we get to Anna Stancic.
Relax, I will. If we have any chance, we'll need warm weather clothes and a fire. Plus, I want to keep searching. Is there anything else on the desk?
Yes, there are some more drawers.
All right.
Well, which do you want to do first?
Let's just search the place.
Okay.
I'm chilled to the bone, and it feels like it's getting colder. Let's come back to this desk. Where's the wardrobe?
Near the foot of the bed.
Right.
Opposite the chest. Here. A number of jackets, some well-worn clothing.
Well-worn?
Yes. They're covered in dirt and mud. Their knees especially.
Knees? What kind of clothes are they?
What kind? Who cares?
Just fucking tell me.
I don't know how to answer that, Arthur. They're pants. Blue, dirt-covered pants.
Denim?
Denim, sure.
Well, that tracks with the mining company.
Why?
Denim is strong. Miners wear them. The knees don't wear out, seams are riveted.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Nothing. Why do you know all of this?
I knew someone who was a garment maker once, okay?
Who?
No. Not doing that again.
Doing what?
Doesn't matter. Anything else? Anything cleaner or warmer?
Yes, one of the jackets is fairly warm. Two rows of buttons on it.
Double-breasted. Very warm. All right.
What the hell happened to your hand?
What do you mean?
Your finger.
Oh. Yeah. There's a forest in the Dreamlands. I had to remove it there to leave.
Interesting.
Yeah. Is the wood still sticking out of it?
The wood, is that what it is? It looks like dark bone.
I suppose.
Does it hurt?
You'd like that. Fuck. Damn, I suppose I could use a complete change of clothes.
There are pants in there too. Clean ones, I mean. As well as undergarments.
Right, okay.
You're thin.
Yes, well, I was near starved to death.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sounds like something I'd do.
Fuck you.
You really beat me.
And I'll do it again.
Hmm. How many pairs of pants do you need to wear?
As many as will fit.
What?
I need a bath. and a shave.
Good luck.
Okay, better at least. Warmer. Though this room is getting quite cold. Or was it always this cold?
The fire's dead.
Right, well, anything left in the wardrobe?
Nothing of importance.
I'll decide what's important. Is there anything else?
No.
The chest?
Behind you.
Well?
There's a lantern, dust-covered, a stack of papers, a pair of mud-crusted boots, gloves, coil of rope, and what looks to be a broken bottle of oil.
Hmm. The boots and gloves, for sure.
Left side.
Goodbye, shoes. You've kept me well.
Those things are worn through.
I had many miles to go. Let's hope these fit. Good enough.
Your finger. You can feel it still?
I can when the stick is moved, yes.
Wonderful.
You know, our survival is linked. You can try to take less pleasure in my pain. The papers?
Various forms, most with Larson Mining on the top.
All right, so this is some sort of mining office, though whomever was here left. And apologized to their mother.
Familial connection.
Yes. Actually, possibly.
What?
Nothing. Just... John once said that he used to be more appreciative of this aspect of the job.
He was weak.
Literally the farthest thing from it.
Is that so?
Weakness isn't wishing to be mortal or to enjoy life. It's thinking that power makes you more valuable.
Doesn't it?
No. It doesn't.
You have the power to send me back. That makes you valuable to me.
That's not power making me valuable. That's you needing something of me. It's called needing others, or in this case, needing a mere mortal.
Your logic is stretched. Whatever power you hold makes you valuable to a number of people. Not because of who you are, but because of what you're capable of. I don't need you because you're Arthur. I need you because of what you could do for me.
So weakness is needing someone for no reason than who they are?
Precisely.
Funny. That's exactly what happened to John.
Which is why he was weak.
And yet you are him. Does no part of you wonder why? Why he yearned for these things?
Because he had no other option.
That's a convenient answer. Easy to just hand wave a solution than try to figure it out.
Unless that is the answer.
You're wrong. And the mere fact that you don't have the capacity to question yourself... or what you believe, it shows how limited you are compared to him.
But I thought he was me.
He's a better version of you than you could ever be.
You're sure about that?
Absolutely.
Now who's not willing to question their own beliefs?
All right, enough. Look, is there a name here on any of these pages?
No, but these seem old. Maybe filed away.
All right, back to the desk then.
The blood is frozen over now. It looks like it's gotten a lot colder.
Yeah, I can feel it through my clothes.
More papers, some signed.
What's the name?
Again, it's written very childish, but I think it says Jack Larson.
Jack. Well, that's the family connection.
There's something sad, almost pathetic, about the way he writes. As if...
You pity him.
No.
Of course not.
There's something else in the drawer.
What?
A box of 22 caliber rounds and some money, I think.
Right. Well, we'll take the money. So if this is a mining office, which it seems to be, there's possibly more things around here. It also doesn't guarantee that this place is vacant, the way it seems to be. It can only be used during the summer or while the mines are working. Is it even dark outside?
I don't know. There are no windows in this place.
Right, okay. I don't want to be here if someone is on their way now. We should leave. We have warm clothes. What's the outside world looking like?
To your right. It's dark. Not pitch black, but either early evening or early morning. I think there may be some light in the distance.
How distant?
I don't know. I've never had to worry about distance before.
How... fuck. How remote are we? Is there anything else around?
Not that I can see.
Fine. I had wolves when we arrived. Damn. Okay.
We can just stay here. There's a bed and a fireplace.
Look, we've taken clothes and money. We've torn the bedsheets, all of which we needed, but... if we're found out, there's a slim chance that we'll be welcome to take these things. We've essentially stolen them.
So kill anyone that arrives.
No, I'm not a fucking murderer, Yellow. Look, we're either on the outskirts of a town or in a small mining village. If there's a light on, close enough to see, then there's a good chance that the mines are still running, which means this office is in use.
All right.
So we leave this place behind. Find where the light is coming from.
And the wolves?
This is the only question for me. Do we bring the rifle?
If you insist on going, then yes, bring the rifle.
Yeah?
Yes. We need it. So take it.
You can't think that way. Not anymore. You can't just take things.
But?
But I agree that it would be beneficial. More beneficial than heading out there alone.
I'm glad.
This isn't me being convinced by you.
A little higher. There.
All right, where was the ammo?
The drawer to your left.
Okay.
Don't you think it's possible he was just manipulating you?
This is hard for you to accept, isn't it?
I just think it's a bit pathetic.
You know what I think is pathetic?
What?
This. All of this. Sincerely, you come out swinging, claiming to be knowledgeable about stuff you're completely unaware of, and then you fight me tooth and nail over every insignificant thing. Unable to let the smallest argument go unless you're the winner. It's honestly incredible.
It sounds like you're projecting.
It sounds like you're a petulant child who, for the first time, is being told no. It's funny. You know, I had so much more respect for you the first time around. Though looking back, I realized that was just fear. You scared me. And that's how you like this power dynamic to go.
Is that so?
Yes. And now you're just trying to throw everything you can at me, hoping something sticks. Hoping something gives you the smallest bit of attention.
If you think
don't,
that...
Just don't. You know what? Here's my honest desire, and take it or leave it. I don't want to fight you. I don't have the energy right now. If you are as powerful and godlike as you truly believe you are, recognize that the smartest thing you can do, genuinely, is to get on side with me. It is the absolute most logical, straightforward way to get what you want. Gods shouldn't care this much about arguing with a mortal. There. Loaded. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Wait.
What?
There are snowshoes next to the door.
Oh. Thank you. All right. Which way?
A little more to the left. The light has faded a bit now.
Okay.
It seems darker out here, as if evening is setting. I don't know how good of an idea this was.
We can always turn back if there's nothing for us out here.
You keep saying us, as if we're one.
It's an old habit.
The light is just ahead of us now. It's near the ground.
What is it?
I don't know. Keep going. It's a lantern on its side, fading. A kerosene or oil lamp.
Out here?
The snow melts as it falls on it. It's still running, hot.
Who?
Next to it, the snow is trampled. As if something fell.
Fell? From where?
Maybe while running. The tracks lead off.
What? Where's the lantern?
Near your left foot.
Do you see where they lead?
They lead deeper into the forest, towards our left. Not very far, I don't think. Here, stop. They fell again. And...
What?
Blood. Deep red frozen arcs of blood dot the snow around a large flattened area.
Jesus! Is there anyone around?
No. But whatever fell didn't get up. It was dragged away.
Dragged? This could have been me. I pulled myself through the snow when I arrived.
How long ago?
I don't really know. Hours, maybe.
This isn't hours old. The lantern is still lit, for fuck's sake.
All right.
Wait.
What?
There are marks here. Around whatever fell here. I think they were made by whatever dragged it away.
Marks?
Tracks, maybe.
An animal?
Not one I recognize. It's almost star-shaped.
Star-shaped?
But wide, like an elephant.
For the king in yellow, you don't have a very extensive knowledge of animals.
I didn't even know I was the king till you told me. Even then, I'm stretching my mind to remember, or understand what that fully means.
What? You don't even remember being the king?
Fragments.
You mentioned being torn from your kingdom. You said starving me sounds like something you do.
It was a long time ago, before the Dark World. Need I remind you that I've been at your mercy since you imprisoned me?
Hold on, then why are you trying... Wolves aren't dangerous to people. They're more scared of us.
You seem awfully certain, despite the bleeding person that was dragged away in the snow.
Do you think it was a person?
Or do cows carry lanterns here?
Just keep my eyes open.
I'm trying. Keep turning your head.
I am. Jesus! I can't believe all of this and you don't even remember being the king.
What difference does it make?
I told you, you chose this life. I was helping you. Why didn't you even try to hear me out?
You imprisoned me within you.
You think you're the one being imprisoned?
You brought me here. You're holding me against my will.
If you just tried to work with me, I... Jesus.
Run! There's a large fallen tree. Here. Get down. Hide. You may need to use that rifle.
I will. When they get...
Jesus! Run, Arthur!
No!
Move!
Damn it!
Leave the lantern! Go! They're following. There's a pack of them. Their black fur dotted with freshly falling snow. They skulk as if ready for a meal. You need to fire on them.
We could miss!
Just fire! They're scattering, running off. Move.
Okay. Are they?
I can't hear them.
Look, maybe I've been too unreasonable, okay? Not being able to see your perspective of things.
Okay.
I did what I did because of our friendship. And maybe I haven't tried enough to focus on that. It's been easy for me to chew out the pieces of my friend that I hated. Okay? Especially because he hurt me near the end of our time. The parts you represent remind me of that pain. And the pain that the king caused me. But maybe I'm not being fair. I'm sorry.
You're... sorry.
I don't know what you know, or if you're telling the truth, but you're right that I brought you to me, against your will.
Well.
Fuck.
We need to move back to the cabin. Swing wide to your right. We can move around them.
Okay.
They're stalking us. Not as aggressive as they were, but we need to be careful.
Okay.
Wait. A light. A lot more light than the lantern.
How? What?
Quickly, Arthur! We're almost past the tree line. Move! Stop.
What? Why?
They're not following.
But why?
When we broke from the tree line, they stopped. There's light here.
Jesus.
There's a building with lights on. Snow piled high on either side.
Where the fuck are we?
Three dead wolves are hung by their feet just out front.
Oh god.
It's a tavern. The Red Right Hand. Head inside.
Yeah, okay. Wait.
What?
Do we tell them about what we found in the snow? The blood. I guess someone could be hurt and lost out there. Or should we just play dumb? I don't know who these people are or where we are. What do you think?
So what if someone is hurt?
If they know we were out here and we don't tell them...
Why would they care?
Because people care about other people, Yellow. It's important to us. Look, we're going to tell them what we found. Beyond the chance of helping whomever was hurt, I think others would like to know something is out here, if it's deadly.
Fine, fine. Just get inside.
Yeah.
The steps are well worn. A path trodden into the wood seems to have been carved over time. I think the building was painted blue at one point.
Okay. Thank you. Are the wolves recently killed?
They're frozen solid. It looks like they were hung by their feet, and their throats were slit, letting the blood drain out. Red icicles are hanging from their open throats.
God.
There's a frozen circle of blood on the ground beneath where the bucket must have collected it.
Hunters, then?
Based on the wolves we encountered, I'm glad there are experienced hunters out here. Especially if the people inside are fool enough to try and head back to where we came from.
I don't know. But a warm fire and a hot meal sound dreamy.
There are close to 30 men in here. Large men. Most in cold weather clothes. Some wearing suit jackets, though the elbows are worn through. The floor is covered in salt and sawdust. These men all have dark facial hair. It's as if they're all related. And every single one of them is staring at us. Say something!
Evening.
Move to the bar. It's to your left. Up a few steps. Be careful of the table to your...
Sorry.
Keep going. This is the bar. There's a man. A strange-looking man standing opposite you behind the bar. His face is long, and his jaw sticks out as if it's been broken many times and was never set properly.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry?
Arthur, everyone is still staring at you. Order something!
Blood. Out in the snow. Out in the woods.
Jesus
blood.
Fucking Christ,
Arthur. I was set upon by wolves, but I saw a lantern. Someone fell. I think someone may be lost or hurt out there.
The bartender is staring at you blankly, expressionless.
Should we? Did you...
Order something.
Pardon?
Order a drink, Arthur.
Just anything. Water?
Order a drink, Arthur!
A pint, or whatever you have.
Jesus Christ. He stepped away.
Oh, thank God.
I think they've stopped watching you for the time.
What the fuck is wrong with this place?
I don't know. Everyone looks at...
Thank you.
5 cents.
Of course.
10 cents.
What?
He just said 5, and then he changed it when he saw your money, Arthur. Don't lean...
It's 20 cents, and I'll start to tap.
He's staring at you. He's wearing a dirty striped linen dress shirt and suspenders that look about to break. His chin has thin gray hairs on it that hang down. His eyes have a brownish-orange hue, and his pupils seem...
Thank you.
Turn back! I was studying his face! Turn back, Arthur! Stop ignoring me!
I don't want to put our back into this bar.
Fine.
And I don't want to be seen talking to myself. What is this?
I don't know. It looks like murky water.
Oh, God! It tastes like... motor oil and salt. Jesus fucking Christ.
Arthur, the people are looking again. Just drink it. Drink it. There.
Oh, God. What was in that?
Just calm yourself. Looks like the bar is settled. There's a large mounted wolf's head over the fireplace. The fireplace looks like it's made of black stone, or maybe soot-covered stone. I'm not sure from over here. There's also a number of horns hung on the far wall. I think some of the patrons may be using them as hooks. Along the wall of the bar, there are a few pictures of some sort. Can't see them clearly from here, but they look like they might be newspaper clippings.
Okay.
Also, there's a piano along the wall of the bar.
A piano?
Yes. Quiet your voice.
I don't feel good. I feel a little strange.
Piano.
What?
Someone hurt you.
What? No. I don't want to play.
You play piano?
Yes, of course. Yes, But I don't want to.
I don't think they mean you.
Who?
I don't know. It seems like someone is getting up from one of the tables. A thin, older man with a wiry frame and a loose-fitting suit is approaching the piano. He's sitting down. They've all started banging their tables. A few of them are getting up.
What are they doing?
They're dancing.
Dancing?
I suppose. Forth on their heels. Their arms are out to their sides. It's a facsimile of a dance. Even the bartender is rocking back and forth. What are you doing? Shut up! They're looking at you!
Sorry. What did they serve me?
What was what?
Did they poison me?
What? No, shut up!
Poison? I need a bed. I need a place to sleep. I need a...
Arthur, snap out of it!
I need a bed. I need to lie down.
You're fine! The room above is vacant. $1 for the room and a bath.
What?
Do not sleep here!
Is there anywhere else in town?
This is the town.
I'll freeze to death outside. I'm sure of it.
Arthur! We cannot sleep here!
Yes. I'll take the room.
Up the stairs. Last door on the left.
You idiot! Shut up! I don't feel well.
Did you just tell me to shut up?
No, sorry, I...
The key is on the bar, to the right of you.
Yeah. Sorry!
You've just knocked over someone's drink, Arthur.
Worse.
There, the key. Move before you manage to piss off everyone in the bar.
I feel terrible. What did I drink?
The stairs are to your left. More. More. God damn it, you fucking human. People are watching you. Just keep it together. We're almost there.
Where is...
Almost at the top. Here, turn.
Oh.
There's a man in the hallway. Stick to the right.
Evening.
Evening.
It's a tall, heavy-set man who looks like the people downstairs. Black hair, a heavy brow. Just stay to the right.
Thank you.
The what?
Sorry, I mean... Where are we?
What do you mean?
Just go to your room.
What town is this?
Addison.
Addison?
What the fuck?
God damn it.
Oh my god.
Fucking Peter.
I am so sorry.
You idiot.
I am so sorry.
Get the fuck away from me.
Move, you idiot. Last door on the left. Here. The key.
Right, right.
It's a small, simple room with a wash basin and a bed.
Basin?
To the right. Yes. Splash some water on your fucking face. Jesus.
What?
Your face. I hadn't seen your face.
Let me guess. The cold, calculated demeanor.
You have vomit all in your beard.
What?
Lock the door. If we're going to stay here, I'd rather try to stay alive at least through the night.
Where's the bed?
The far end of the room.
The room is spinning.
This is embarrassing.
Distract me.
What?
I can't focus on anything. I feel the room moving, but I can't keep my mind still. Distract me.
Distract you with what, Arthur? I'm not a fucking radio.
I'm going to vomit.
Good. Whatever's in you needs to come
out. Just tell me something.
Fine. I find you humans frustrating. I find you petulant, disgusting creatures that don't
know... Shut up!
What do you want from me? I... appreciate the life I saw. I am at a loss for words.
What?
The bar, Arthur. The people. Dancing. It was...
off-putting.
Yes. But also... interesting.
What do you mean?
I don't know. To see people again... to watch them move without reason. Where I came from before, there was nothing. No sense of life or belonging. To see people move for no reason, to express...
To express?
Yes, to express themselves. The music was...
You like music?
What? I don't know. Sure.
I played music.
Yes, you said.
No, I played music.
I don't care, Arthur.
I know. I know. But I can hope that you will.
Humans put so much stock in hope. Hoping for a greater outcome. Hoping for a better result. Hoping for a brighter tomorrow. You waste away the hours. Waste away your lives. Watch as the seabeds dry up. As hope takes the water away from you. Hope is unique to you and your kind. Even animals know that hope is a wasted feeling. That's why you're so weak.
You're wrong.
Animals hope?
You're wrong that it's what makes us weak. Hope is what gives us strength. It's what gave him strength.
You don't know what strength is. You have no comparison to what true power is.
That's not strength. It's about not giving up. About having the will to press on.
Will that you believe you have.
I know I do. Out of the night, that covers me. Black is the pit, from pole to pole. I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced, nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged
with punishments to scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
What is that?
A poem.
You wrote it?
No. Someone much more human than I.
Why did you share that?
Because it's beautiful. It makes me feel strong. It makes me feel. Doesn't it make you?
I suppose.
I feel so sick. Okay.
Sleep it off. This too shall pass.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.